This is the Kampala Whispers podcast, brought to you by Miss Abote.
So hi, what's up, beautiful people? I welcome you all to this show. Today, we are basically talking about relationships. Love relationship, friendships, and blah, 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 and so on. So I bring to you this topic of relationships because of late, I really see how people are no good with keeping up with relationships. One thing I can say about relationships is you have to be persistent on something that you want. If you want to marry someone, let it be marriage. If you want, like, persist on that particular thing, or don't, like, okay, basically don't focus on that one particular thing only. Learn how to love, learn how to share your love, learn how to be affectionate. So I have a friend of mine. Okay, he like proposed to this lady, I think at the beginning of the year. So the lady said yes, and they came up to a conclusion of like an introduction, something that we all know as Ugandans, something called okuchala, kwanjola, something formal. But it so happens that this lady is now backing out of this kuchala because right now it's like 3 weeks to the kuchala. My friend approached me, and then he was like, I have loved this woman, okay? I haven't met her parents yet. That's why I was going in, like, to this kuchala. But if she's now acting this way, in a way I don't understand, and of which we came up with a conclusion that I would be going to their home to do something formal. And right now she's backing out on me. So I reached out to my chairman, and I was asking him for advice. And then my chairman told me, just let the woman be. Okay. I've shared it with my mother, and my mother tells me, or rather she's told me, to let the woman also be. Maybe it is something that wasn't supposed to happen. Or maybe it is something that God has planned for and it shouldn't happen. But how do I tell my friends and my relatives about this? Because my brother in Dubai sent me money for his contribution on this. And, I had come up with a budget with this lady before. Of which she told me her family would take 20 million Ugandan shillings for the bride price or for dowry. So we came up with a conclusion, and I told the family, I can't come up with the 20 million. But then this is what I can come up with. I have 15 million Ugandan shillings. And then they negotiated about that. So the family accepted. It so happens that this woman, or rather my lady, is now backing out of this. And yet we had like discussed about this. I don't know what to do. Should I let her be? But I already feel hurt. So that's what my friend told me. Well, me as a lady, or rather me as a girl child that has been raised in a family of, me as a girl child, I've grown up in a family whereby my dad was a hustler, okay? My mom has been like a full-time housewife. There are a lot of things I admire from my mom because she's a patient woman. She is calm, okay? For over 32 years that they've been together with my dad. The reason why I'm talking about this is my mom has been persistent in this relationship. And of which, if they were not both persistent in their relationship, they wouldn't have achieved whatever they're achieving right now. In the relationship, what needs to be done more is persistency. You need like to persist on somebody. But who are you persisting on? Okay? Are you persisting on somebody that also wants it to be, or you're persisting on somebody that is just taking you for granted? I want to bring to you an example, and I'm talking about my life experience, me as a person. There is a time I dated this man, or rather this gentleman. We dated for around 3 months, and at first I thought it was love. But when 2 months hit down, that's when I got to realize I'm not in love with this person. Okay, I'm just lying to myself that I love this person. So I broke down to him. In fact, he's the one that approached me. I was I don't know how to phrase it or how to frame it. Thing is, me myself, I think by the time he came in, I was just looking for somebody that could be in that space that, oh, I need you there. I just need you to be there. And that's how I took him for granted. But I realized I was taking him for granted because this gentleman was doing a lot of things that would get on my nerves. I wasn't in love with him. Never at any point. So it so happens that he never saw peace around. Okay, I think he would also like sense my energy was at times when he's around me. So he asked me one time, when was the last time you were peaceful? And then I responded, I've never been peaceful around you. You can imagine how sarcastic I was. That really like broke him down because I didn't know how I would tell him that, you know what, I've never been in love with you. Like all this time long, it's just like I've been taking advantage of you. But it's just that we don't know how to communicate in a relationship. Okay, that one incident made me realize how selfish I was because I didn't know how to communicate effectively in a relationship, however much I tried. So most of the times, emotions, like women's emotions or like facial expression, it is something that, I don't know, like just shows up on our face. And men never understand these. Not until you tell a man that, I'm not in love with you. Okay? Because they can't read. They can't read your face. They can't read your mind. Anyway, back to the story. Or rather, back to the topic of relationships. I myself, I've never been persistent in a relationship. Not until to date. So I'm dating a man that I'm persistent on. Because I want him to be my husband. Okay? I'm just not dating him because I feel like the need of dating. No. I'm dating him because I see potential in him. He's ambitious himself. Okay? He's ambitious. I see potential in him. I see growth. I see development. I see a lot of things. I believe and I hope for something better tomorrow, of which I would want to take the same road or the same path with him. I want to be there with him. The things I'm talking about are not the things that we are dating for of recent. Of recent we are dating for, is he wealthy? What kind of car does he drive? What kind of fashion labels does he wear? Where does he work? How much does he earn? Such things, material things, are some of the things that have made relationships meaningless. Because if we were to reflect back to the kind of lives our parents had, in the late days, or you know what I'm talking about. Our parents were persistent. They knew what they wanted. Okay? Our parents were reliable. If you can at least try and copy what our parents did or are still doing till to date, trust me, our relationships will be better than what they had. It's just that we are a little bit arrogant. Because we think we have knowledge, or because we think we have gone to school, we have a master's degree, we have a bachelor's, we have like a PhD. So there are things that we are just going to undermine. I don't speak as a feminist because I'm not a feminist. I don't even believe in feminism, me myself. I don't. My mom isn't a feminist. Why would I be a feminist? It's just that I'm trying to pass on some knowledge, some little bit of understanding, something that I would want everybody to listen to. We have become so selfish that we protect our feelings in a way that we hurt the other person's feelings. About friendships. I myself am an introvert. That's for that I know it like so much. I'm an introvert. But it doesn't mean that I'm unsocial. No. I socialize with people, okay? It's just that I'm an introvert. I never speak out my mind, even when I want to. As an introvert, I surround myself with less friends. But the circle that I surround myself with, well, the people I call my friends, are people that are reliable, are people that you're going to call in the middle of the night and you know they're going to come through for you, are people that you know they're going to stand beside you in sin and sick. Okay, you don't need to have a lot of friends to show that, oh, you're so social, you have a lot of friends. You might have a lot of friends in life, but what do your friends help you with? How are they beneficial to you? If I'm to talk about something, or if I was to say something, I have a tendency whereby I make the person I'm dating my best friend. I'm going to tell you how shitty my day was. I'm going to tell you everything that I've done in the day. I'm going to tell you how I broke a plate, how I lost money, how I slid down. I'm going to tell you a lot of things about me. It's because I want you to know each and everything about me. I'm an open book. I tend to be an open book. A shout out to my man. I love you so much. So much. You should know that. So we are about like a month. Is it a month? No, we are now like 29 days to my birthday. Yeah. My birthday is next month on the 6th of May. I'll be making 23. Yay! Yeah, so I look forward to making 23. It feels good. It feels so good that each year I add on a year and my knowledge or understanding is way beyond my age. That's what people say at times. I don't know if it's true, but if it is, thank you. So as I wind up with this topic, the one thing I would like to pass on or repeatedly speak about is persistency. Be persistent. If you want something, be persistent on it. If you want something to work out, see ways on how to make sure it works out. If you have to drop some bad behaviors, if you have to learn how to love, then let it begin with you. It's all about you. Let the person that comes into your life embrace the person that you are. Let them like you as a person. Don't fall for material things, because material is something that you have it today, tomorrow you don't have it. It's just like money. Money is a visitor. You're not going to keep it for long. You're going to have it today and you're going to lose it tomorrow. It's going to go because you used it. Are you going to keep it forever? No. Unless you're investing, unless you're doing something so important with it, that's when you're going to like have money in plenty every day. But money doesn't buy happiness. Or rather money. Okay, like money buys happiness to some. To some it doesn't. But what I want you to know is money is a necessity in life. Okay. It's just that material things are short-time things. It's like pleasure. You're happy. You're living a moment. But then you have to go back to your life. Yes. You have to go back to your life. You have to face reality. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Kampala Whispers podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a rating, comment, and subscribe to us on your podcast platform of choice. You can find Anne on TikTok and Instagram with the handle of Miss Abote. Thank you once again for tuning in.